Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know you all think this is such a glamorous job. Here's the glamour behind the scenes. I just ran in from the other studio where I was listening to audio and sat down 2 seconds before the music started. I probably freaked out producer Dave a little bit. Actually, I've come into the studio a good 20, 25, sometimes 30 seconds after music has started when we're in the middle of a show because I've got other stuff going on, CBS Sports Minutes, la, 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 la. And so, yes, the glamour of it all is you better be able to sprint. I'm not really wearing good sprinting shoes either. I'm wearing clogs, so I was looking kind of awkward, worried that I was going to trip and fall flat on my face and miss the start of my own radio show. But alas, disaster averted. I'm going to be honest. I'm right at the beginning, or I guess early enough, in a stretch where I'll be awake for 33 straight hours. But you're going to get the best of me. Don't you worry, because the adrenaline, it's going to kick in. I've got some coffee. I'm not worried about what happens after this. I'm just going to go hard for the next 4 hours. We're going to wrap up the work week. We're going to have a good time. And then maybe I'll fall flat on my face while I'm attempting to run in my clogs. But you don't have to worry about that, because I will just get up and move on again. I'm so glad it's almost the weekend. I have given up on ever sleeping 8 consecutive hours again, or even 7. At this point, I would just take 6. 6 would feel like heaven. It's just, oh, for those of you who work odd hours or non-bankers hours, there's a lot of different shifts out there. And I know we speak to a lot of people who are working a variety of shifts because we're in 5 different United States time zones or North American time zones. And so a lot of you are working late hours or super early hours, or you're going throughout the night. I remember when my brother and sister-in-law had their first baby, my first niece, my brother was working 4 12-hour shifts overnight, and he would have the 3-day weekend. But they were friggin' long shifts. I'm so glad I don't work 12-hour shifts. That would be terrible. That'd be the worst radio show ever, 12 hours of the same person. Anyway, he did that so that they didn't have to have childcare. Veronica worked during the daytime. He worked overnight. And I just remember him talking about sleeping a couple hours here or there whenever Deanna wasn't crazy and running all over the place as a toddler, whenever she would actually nap. But him working overnights is a sacrifice. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a sacrifice of sleep if you work overnights. But many of you, you're kind of straddling different day parts, and a lot of you may do split shifts. I know law enforcement, nurses, doctors, you do different split shifts, or you're on call. And so you get it. You know what I'm talking about. There are stretches where you can't sleep and you don't know if down is up, up is down, what day it is, what time of the day it is. Yeah, that's kind of the week I've had. It started out okay, but man, the last 3 days have been rough. So forgive me if I say something stupid. Don't worry, I don't get insensitive when I'm tired. I just get a little goofy, a little loopy. So it's probably a good thing that this is my last show until Tuesday night. I'm going to sleep. Whatever I do over the next few days, it may not be anything impressive, but I am going to sleep, even if I fall flat on my face. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, we've already got our question out there for you. And if you were listening to us last night, we teased ahead just because I started down this quarterback rabbit hole. That's one of my new favorite things these days, is to fall down a rabbit hole. in sports talk radio, and to end up in a place where I didn't actually think that I would, or I didn't start in that place, but I ended up somewhere completely different. It's kind of fun to allow this live amoeba of a radio show to take on a different shape sometimes. And so we previewed it, teased it a little bit on last night's show. I had heard some sports fans engaging in a debate over which division in the NFL features the best collective crop of quarterbacks. And there are arguments that can be made for multiple divisions. I think the consensus with this group I was listening to was the NFC West, which I actually disagree with. But I'm not going to give you my opinion initially. We've already put the question out there. We're going to look at some of the different divisions, especially in light of the news on Thursday. But the question on our show Twitter, as well as our Facebook page, which division in the NFL has the best stable of QBs? And we're not counting backups. Okay, so when you look at the Miami Dolphins, and I know Ryan Fitzpatrick is a free agent or will soon be a free agent. And so this is just an example, a loose example. But let's say you're looking at the AFC East, which I highly doubt anyone's going to look at that division and say it's got the best stable of quarterbacks, but I could be wrong. You may think that highly of Josh Allen. If you're looking at the Dolphins and considering the AFC East, you don't get to consider Tua and Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's not how this works. The best stable of starting quarterbacks, at least as you know them right now. And if you don't know who the starting quarterback is, I would say that would be a knock against the division. You may think that Deshaun Watson is on the move and that he won't be playing in the AFC South next season. But for now, he's still in the AFC South. I guess you can play that one whichever way you want. If you think Deshaun is serious and is actually going to make good on his promise to never take another snap in a Texans uniform, well then, Houston has a major hole. If you think the Texans will call his bluff and are not interested in the financial situation if they would trade Deshaun Watson, but also they don't believe he would sit out an entire season, they believe that strongly that he will eventually show up and play, if for no other reason than all the money he stands to lose. Well, if that's your perspective, well, then you can include Deshaun Watson in the AFC South. So which division in football, as it currently stands, has the best crop, the best stable of starting QBs? We are obsessed with our quarterbacks. But it's a fun question, too. And I don't know that there is one consensus answer, which is why I'm excited to hear what you have to say. So it's already up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then my Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you would like to tell me how sleepy I sound. I actually don't. People always say to me that they can't believe I'm tired because I fake it well. Well, that's not what they say, but I tell them, you're so energetic. You're so enthusiastic. I tell them sometimes it's completely fake. Again, glamorous details in the life of a sports talk radio host. 855-212-4227. Would you like to help out this sports talk radio host? Help get her through the next 4 hours? I actually did bring some chocolate and some extra caffeine. But have you ever gotten to the point where the caffeine isn't working anymore? I can feel it in my eyeballs. I know that sounds weird, but just trust me. I can feel it in my eyes, but it's not actually giving me any extra energy.
It's quite pungent.
No, it's not. My eyeballs are not pungent. Coffee is actually pungent, though, unless you drink it cold. So weirdly enough, I love the smell of hot coffee. I don't like the taste of hot coffee. There is only one place in this entire world that I drink hot coffee, and that's in Cuba because they don't have ice cubes. I guess I did drink hot coffee in Ecuador as well, but their coffee looks more like motor oil, when you pour it, Ecuador, obviously one of the great coffee producers on our globe, in our world, but it's so thick that when you pour it into a cup, it looks like motor oil. It's that thick. You only put maybe a finger of coffee, well, at least me, and then you fill the rest with leche. You fill the rest of the cup with leche. So it's never El Café. It has to be El Café con leche. Otherwise, you're just drinking motor oil. And so, yeah, I love iced coffee, but it doesn't actually have a pungent smell. That's the only drawback to it. Oh, and when it's single-digit temps, cold coffee doesn't warm you up either. See, what did I tell you about going off on tangents? That's going to happen.
It's so damn hot.
when I'm tired, that's going to happen. So, best stable of quarterbacks in the NFL as they are currently listed on their rosters. 855-212-4227. Ben Roethlisberger is back. Say it with me. I guess you could say it in a higher voice, like the little girl in Poltergeist. My gosh. My dad took my brother and I to see that movie when we were kids. We were not teenagers. We weren't even close to being teenagers. It scared the crap out of me. And maybe it wouldn't even be scary now. I'll never go back and watch it again. But you know, it scared me so badly. I was probably 9 or 10. Obviously ill-advised to take a 9 or 10-year-old to that movie. I might have even been younger. And I could not watch any type of a horror movie or thriller or scary movie until I was well into my 20s then. It scared me so badly. Anyway, the little girl, they're back. Or, yeah, because they're here was something completely different. Wait, no, maybe it was they're here. Shoot, I don't know. I just know she was freaking scary. Anyway, so yes, Ben Roethlisberger's back. That's where I was going with that. See what I mean? Whew, is this going to be a doozy of a 4 hours? Roethlisberger actually celebrated his birthday this week. He turned 39 on Tuesday, and he also celebrated by giving. So he, instead of receiving gifts, he gave a very generous gift in his name to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Maybe you've heard the details by now, but a $5 million pay cut. I mean, it's not my money, so I'm not going to make some snarky remark about why does he need that extra $5 million. I get it. For athletes, some athletes, it's the principle of the thing. For some athletes, their money, their salaries compared to others at their position, others in their field who they believe they can compare in terms of skills, talents, longevity, time served, tenure, all of that jazz, not to mention in the case of athletes, wins and rings. A lot of times, athletes and their agents will look around at what their peers are making and set the market that way. But in this case, maybe there was a little peer pressure for Ben Roethlisberger. Maybe the fact that Tom Brady is willing to take less money to allow his team to bring in other pieces. He's been doing that for as long as I can remember. Tom Brady's never been the highest paid quarterback in the NFL ever. And yes, there is a direct correlation between that fact and the fact that he also has more Super Bowl rings than any other quarterback in NFL history. Now, it takes a great GM. It takes a good front office. It takes a smart mind who's good with math. I just used my imaginary calculator here in the studio. I pounded on it.
I told you everything I know.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a brain trust who can use that extra money and extra cap space to get creative and bring in the right pieces. But Brady deserves a ton of credit. And there is a direct correlation to his team's successes that he's been willing to take far less money than what he could make on the open market. Even with Tampa Bay, if I'm not mistaken, his contract was 2 years, $50 million. That's not anywhere close to what the top paid quarterbacks are making per season. Pretty soon, maybe not this year, but pretty soon we're going to see quarterbacks making over $40 million a year. Again, it may be delayed. I said this last night, too. It may be delayed by the fact that the salary cap is dropping in 21 and may not rebound completely in 22, though the TV contracts are coming. The new TV money is coming.
Mahomes magic.
But maybe there is some peer pressure. Mahomes has definitely made the Chiefs plenty of money. Maybe there's peer pressure with Ben Roethlisberger because Brady's done it. Manning did it in his last season and went out with a Super Bowl win. That might be the mirror that Ben Roethlisberger is looking into. So he willingly took a pay cut from $19 million to $14 million in what is the final year of his deal with the Steelers. I don't know if that means it's his final year playing in the NFL, but let's be honest, by this time next year, when that contract is up, he'll be about to turn 40. You know that trend on Twitter? This tweet did not age well. I think you could put that label on Ben Roethlisberger, at least as it's compared to, say, Brady or Aaron Rodgers, who I would say is, in terms of physical health, is aging a little better. Ben Roethlisberger has a lot of miles and a lot of pounding on his physical body, and he's had a lot of pretty serious injuries, injuries that actually affect his ability to play quarterback. Now, is he relatively durable and extremely tough? Yeah. And he's still standing. He's still playing, so that's important. But you can see the age is catching up with him, a little bit like Peyton Manning at the end of his career when he had the injuries that really slowed him down. So it's the last year of his deal, though he will make extra cash money, ka-ching, in 2022, regardless of whether or not he plays. That's part of this new restructuring. And he says in a statement, "It is my greatest honor to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and give my all for this organization. I am grateful to be at the stage of my career and more than happy to adjust my contract in a way that best helps the team address other players who are so vital to our success. I love this game and love to compete, and I believe in this team and my ability to deliver whenever called upon. It all starts with great preparation, and I am ready to go. Hashtag LFG. No, that's not part of the team statement, but it feels like that was the right exclamation point.
It's my quarterback.
I don't think there were any tears. Maybe the statement saved the tears. He did cry at the end of that game against Cleveland, though. We all saw that on the field in Pittsburgh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. A variety of reaction coming in, and I would love to hear from you, Steelers fans. At the top of next hour, we'll head to Pittsburgh, the Steel City, and we'll check in with Sports Radio, CBS Sports Radio weekend host and 93.7 The Fan afternoon drive host, Andrew Filippone. If you listen to the network on weekends, you're familiar with him. He's been on Sundays. Now he's on Saturday afternoons, Eastern time. We'll get his reaction. But I would love to hear from Steelers fans. I know we have a lot of you listening on 93.7 The Fan or SiriusXM or radio.com app, or you're listening online. Is this what you wanted? Because I feel like it's a mixed reaction. I've been getting a mixed reaction from Steelers fans since the season ended. Actually, even before the season ended, because of how it ended. Because they went 1-5 in their last six games, if you include that playoff loss to the Browns. So how do you feel about the Roethlisberger contract? And if you're on the outside looking in at Pittsburgh, maybe you're a Browns fan and you're thinking, oh yeah, bring back the old man. We're good. We'll beat him again. 28-0 in one quarter. I'm kind of putting words in your mouth. Or maybe Baltimore. You think your defense will treat him like a bully, knock him down, take his lunch money again. So whatever it is that you see, however it is that you feel, your perspective, Roethlisberger is back. He takes a pay cut. The 39-year-old is good to go for one more season in the NFL. And beyond that, we don't know. It's a major question mark. So 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. former Steelers quarterback Bruce Gradkowski, who played with Ben the last 2 years of his career, he shared his perspective as someone who played the position and knows Ben on Sirius XM NFL radio. That's radio. But the reaction that you'll hear from Bruce is not the same as the reaction you're getting from a lot of analysts, which I think is pretty interesting. So we'll give you the mixed bag, but I want to hear your mixed bag on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page. Your answers already they're already coming in. They're already finding their way into our social media. Which division in the NFL features the best crop of quarterbacks? We're just getting started, peeps. It's the All-Star break in the NBA with the game coming up this weekend. A lot of good stuff, actually, to wrap up the work week. So these next few hours should fly by, which I hope they do before I say something really stupid.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
First and 10 at the 25, 2:04 to go. Pittsburgh's got a timeout. Washington leads 20-17. Roethlisberger throws out to the right side. Tipped up in the air and intercepted. Intercepted by John Bostic at the 25. Washington takes over with a 3-point lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
December was not a kind month to Ben Roethlisberger or to the Steelers offense or the Steelers in general. After starting at 11-0, and remember that last win that they had in that 11-game streak was against the Baltimore Ravens on a Wednesday afternoon. Remember, it was the game that was postponed from Thanksgiving. It's crazy to think back now, right, to all the weird times and days we had that were covered up by NFL games. That was win number 11 for the Steelers. And yes, they ended up winning the AFC North Division title because of the steps back that Baltimore and Cleveland took. However, they finished out the season with one more win and five losses, if you include the playoff game at home with fans against the upstart Cleveland Browns. That's the call with Bram Weinstein on the Washington Football Radio Network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Bruce Gradkowski, he was a backup quarterback to Big Ben in 2013 and 14 and spent nearly a decade in the NFL, other places like Tampa. I think he was in Cleveland for a while as well. And he was giving his reaction to Ben taking a $5 million pay cut and allowing the Steelers some flexibility as they try to address other needs.
I think that's really cool. I mean, I think it's cool because it shows Ben really wanted to be back. It shows he wants to be back with his team and also help make some room for you know, other guys to either keep, re-sign on the market, you know. So I think it's cool how it worked out because it did have to be a mutual agreement between himself and the Steelers. And, of course, behind the scenes, there's probably a little hardball negotiating going on like there always is. But I think at the end of the day, they got it done. I think this is the best thing. And it just shows. I think he really cares to be back and finish his career in Pittsburgh.
Interesting question about whether or not this will be the last season. Is that the idea? Roethlisberger didn't say anything about it in his statement that was released through the team. The team didn't specifically say anything about it either, but it is the last year of his deal. 33 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, but way too heavily reliant on the pass game. We know that was a major factor for the Steelers last season. One more with Bruce Gradkowski, looking at what the other options were for the Steelers. And this is my question, right? So if you don't like the Ben Roethlisberger move, what would you have done instead? Would you have gone with Mason Rudolph? Dwayne Haskins is now part of that quarterback room. So it's always the other half of the QB equation. If not Ben, then who? Because there aren't nearly as many quality quarterback options as you might think or as were speculated about as the regular season was wrapping up. Do you remember that Adam Schefter said 18 potential quarterbacks could be moving, changing teams? And then we talked to Peter King over Super Bowl week, and he actually said 20 NFL teams could end up with different starting quarterbacks next season. I don't even think that's remotely a possibility now, unless something really crazy happens in the next few weeks. But if not Ben, then who? That would have been a major hurdle for the Steelers.
I was concerned of what they had behind Ben. Like, if Ben's not back, look, you know, nothing against Dwayne Haskins and those guys, Mason Rudolph, but I think the Steelers are better off with Ben right now at the helm. Now, I think offensively they have to do a lot of different things. They have to continue to get better and do different things, right? I mean, Ben led the most pass attempts from the shotgun with like 640. He led with the most pass attempts under 10 yards. And so there's reasons for all that. Now, how can they structure him to put him in position to succeed, but also take some pressure off him, get a running game going, have some plays under center? Where's the play action pass? They have some weapons, and we'll see how they do it. But I think it's good news for the Steelers that he is back. But we'll see where that goes.
My major concern, in addition to them passing too much, so Roethlisberger feeling like he was the best option, which maybe at times he was, but there needs to be balance for any offense. And there was almost nothing from the run game down the stretch. Now, is that a combination of problems? The fact that the running backs weren't getting it done, the offensive line was going through a metamorphosis. So they had Pouncey in and out of the lineup, but of course Marquise Pouncey is now retired. They did have a few changes along the line, but really Roethlisberger relied way too much on his ability to pass the team out of sticky situations. They became very one-dimensional. They don't want that in 2021. Not only because he is 39 years old, and he showed that he can still throw the football, but 608 pass attempts this past year? That's ridiculous. That's not a success for winning, especially not as the weather gets colder north of the Mason-Dixon line. And so the Steelers have other questions that they need to answer. Hopefully this gives them some flexibility so they can do it. But as I say, the reaction is mixed. Bruce Gradkowski, former NFL QB, former Pittsburgh backup on SiriusXM NFL, he thinks it's great. But a lot of analysts not taking that same viewpoint. And I'd love to hear from you. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, already answers coming in about the best division for quarterbacks. I'm excited. We'll start to pick them apart next segment. This kind of stuff geeks me up. Also, we've got the all-star captains picking their teams. And LeBron definitely throwing shade at Utah, not even trying to hide it. The last night of the NBA season before the All-Star break, it was replete with some late game trauma, which is why we have the expert Bob Uecker.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Pat had his toe surgery on 2/10. You know, talking to Rick late last week, it's a 3-month recovery. So we're hopeful, you know, somewhere around that mandatory mini camp if we have. You know, we certainly think by training camp he'll be good to go, and we'll be smart with him.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Quarterback updates abound. We're hearing from so many GMs this week. It really was a week where a lot of NFL general managers were doing media availability, answering questions in advance of what is the new league year that begins now, not even 2 weeks away. So we're inside of 2 weeks, the final preparations taking place, though we still don't know what that salary cap will be. Most expected to settle around $180 million. And then we're about a month and a half out from the draft still, 7 weeks roughly away from the draft. But definitely it is, it's go time for these general managers, the scouts, the front offices. This is their Super Bowl stretch, right? Where they've got to put together rosters. And in order to do that, they've got to be prepared for every possible outcome and have depth chart upon salary cap structure, upon pie chart, upon pie chart, upon graph. And also they've got to have scouting reports on really every available player that they think might even be a possibility for where they're drafting. And that doesn't even include trades and that type of thing. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Sports Radio. There goes the perfect show. It's probably been gone for a while, and I just missed it somehow. The Patrick Mahomes offseason will be unlike any other. He had the toe surgery, he had a baby, and he and his fiance have set their wedding date as well. So, gosh, his next few months until the season begins are going to fly by in a blur, but it's an exciting time for him, of course. And the Chiefs, they've got some other needs to worry about, definitely not the quarterback position. They say they're going to address the offensive line, and Brett Veach, their general manager, spoke extensively about that earlier in the week while also giving an update on their star quarterback. Is Patrick Mahomes enough to make the AFC West the best collective stable of quarterbacks in the NFL? Derek Carr, according to Mike Mayock, is one of the top QBs in the NFL. And if you look at his numbers last year, they were pretty dazzling, some career highs for Derek Carr. Now, you would expect Mike Mayock to be biased, but they're not making any trades unless he gets dazzled by some crazy offer, which isn't likely to happen. So you have Patrick Mahomes, MVP, Super Bowl MVP. Did he even turn 26 yet? He might be 26, but we're not even sure. Derek Carr with the Raiders. Justin Herbert, offensive rookie of the year, made that Chargers job a gem. And then you have the Denver Broncos, clearly bringing up the rear. And the evaluation process still taking place with Drew Lock. He's got to be able to stay on the field for an entire season, but they also have a new general manager. As John Elway took a different job, a different role in the front office structure, he's getting away from the day-to-day decisions about building a roster. So no longer in charge of day-to-day operations and personnel. Instead, that's now George Patton, who's just hired, hit the ground running, still in the middle of the evaluation process for their young QB.
I haven't seen him live on the field. I've just seen the tape. So there's so much that goes into it, you know, in evaluating the quarterback. You know, I like to see him live. You like to see him in critical situations. You like to see the accuracy. You know, how is he with his teammates? What's the leadership like? So I can't give you three things. There's so much involved on evaluating the quarterback. And so I look forward to evaluating Drew further, you know, in person. He does have all the traits you look for in a quarterback.
Now, Patton said he's not going to talk about the potential to acquire Deshaun Watson or any other quarterback that's on another team's roster. So he's not going to be tampering and talking about QBs that are not Broncos. But he did say that Denver will consider using the number 9 overall draft pick on a quarterback. This is the GM's quote. If it's the best player on the board, we're going to take him. So he's giving you kind of the rundown on Drew Lock. Spoken with him, watched him on tape. We like where he's headed, but we've always got our eyes and ears open. And we know they did do an inquiry about Carson Wentz. They put out feelers on Matthew Stafford. Of course, half the teams in the league would take Deshaun Watson if they could get him. But for now, George Patton has Drew Lock as his starter.
Did a deep dive with Drew, and very talented. You know, was inconsistent at times, has a lot to work on. But, you know, I've spoken with Drew. I see him every day. He's here early. He's working. You know, he really wants to be great. And, you know, we're always going to try to bring in competition at every position and quarterback, you know, as well. But I like the track that Drew's on.
So Drew Lock would be the weakest link in the AFC West stable of quarterbacks. But three of them are above average, and one of them is the best in the NFL. Another one, a young rookie, set records in his first season. So any takers for the AFC West? Can you find another division where you think all four quarterbacks are better than that? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS, our toll-free line. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up top of the hour, we're going to check in with Andrew Filippone, who does a Saturday show here on CBS Sports Radio, but is also... Originally, we pilfered him from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, where he does Afternoon Drive with his Mueller co-host. Steve is listening in Washington, D.C. Steve, what do you think?
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm great. Though it's not my morning, but good morning to you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm on my way to work. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
Wow.
Hey, Amy, I wanted to talk about Ben Roethlisberger real quick. I think it's a good deal. Ben needs an opportunity to redeem himself from last year. I thought Pittsburgh, you know, put him in a bad situation. No running game. Offensive line was in shambles. And you know, they really need to re-sign Juju for all this to work at the same time. He's going to command a big buck. I was reading somewhere he wanted like $20 million a year, and I think the Raiders was in the hunt for him. But they need to bring him back. And, you know, one thing I think A.B. Juju learned, when Antonio Brown exited, he did say that, you know, Juju's going to see what it means to be a number one. You know, a lot of those coverages that, you know, when A.B. was there, Juju was wide open because of A.B. But he didn't get a lot of that last year, even though Pittsburgh had a pretty good record. They was 11-0 at one time. Mm-hmm. But Juju's game was totally different as a number one than a number two. And I think Pittsburgh needs to get a running game, get that going, and let's see what they can do. 11-0 is 11-0 in the NFL. I don't care how you do it.
I agree.
And at the end of the day, go get better for who? You know, it's not a lot out there. Cam Newton is still looking for a job. And he will be still looking for a job. I don't think he'll get back into the league this year.
Hey, you know what Cam thinks about that? Cam thinks that there's no way he shouldn't be a starter because there can't be 32 quarterbacks who are better than he is.
Yeah, but you know, one thing about with Cam, he's a great athlete, but Cam was never a great passer. And, you know, with the innovative systems now in the NFL, with the way these teams throw the football, you have to be accurate with the football. Even here in D.C., the guy that came in for the Washington football team, You have to be accurate with the football, the way the things schematically go. Yes, ma'am. The way the things go schematically are drawn up offensively. And Cam was just never a great passer. But, you know, Ben can still play, and Ben can throw the football. He ain't what he was, but who is 18, 17 years later? But this needs to round him, you know, with a running game, a play-action pass game. And they'll be fine.
Well, here's the thing.
I love the show.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that. In D.C., have a great Friday at work. Here's the thing about Cam. He doesn't need to be a great passer because he's a great athlete, but he was a competent passer in the year in which he won the MVP and the Panthers won 15-1. I know their defense was really good, but Cam was able to balance that beastly mobility and the fact that he can run people over with a competent passing game. He's strong. He can fire the ball. And so it's not like he needed to be Peyton Manning or Drew Brees, for heaven's sakes. But we know he can throw the ball. This was just it was a weird season. And who was he throwing to in New England? I mean, it's a young crop of receivers that he was trying to get to know. And he said that after the season, too, that he believes there would have been better rapport, better rhythm if he'd had an offseason or if he has an offseason with New England. I don't know if they're even thinking about bringing him back. But if he has an opportunity to continue to work with that young crop of receivers, because it was brand new for all of them. So just a worst case scenario for the New England Patriots. But Cam has assured us that he should have a starting job in 21. So we'll see if that plays out. He is one of those guys who's available to fill out a roster. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's interesting that Steve used the word redemption because Ben finished up 33 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. The team was the division winner at 12-4. And I know we are going to remember how they fell off the map and should, but was that all on Ben Roethlisberger? That's the part that I don't think is quite fair. Was that all on Ben? So we're going to continue to pick that apart, and obviously we'll see how it goes in 22, but I say the Steelers have other work to do besides restructuring the contract of their quarterback, and they wouldn't be restructuring if they didn't need that money and that flexibility elsewhere. So what is the best stable of quarterbacks in the NFL by division? On Twitter, Michael says, dare I say the AFC North, with a healthy Joe Burrow, Baker, Lamar, which is a former MVP, and then Ben, two-time Super Bowl winner. Yeah, but this is not about the past. This is about current. Do you think Ben can be a Super Bowl winner again? Right. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, but we're talking currently, right now, today, present day, not based on what he's done in the past. Michael goes on to say NFC West can be fun. Wilson, Stafford, Kyler, and whatever San Francisco does. Yeah, I mean, San Francisco said Jimmy Garoppolo is the quarterback. Let's see. Another tweet, no explanation needed. AFC North followed closely by the NFC West. Oh, I think there's an explanation needed, to be sure. George, also on board with the AFC North. Mayfield, Jackson, Big Ben, up-and-coming Burrow. This foursome is tough to top. I'd gladly take any one of them for my team, the Bears. Stanley agrees with the AFC North, and he says he's a Steeler for life, but he believes they have the best overall quarterbacks in the NFL. But then Ashish says the NFC West. Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Kyler Murray, a solid three. He says Jimmy G is okay, but he believes the West has two of the top five. Bill says AFC North, three Heismans and a Hall of Famer. Okay, but that's their college resume and their future, what's on their gravestone, their headstone. I don't know. I'm talking about right now. Who has the best stable of quarterbacks in the NFL? We'll head to Pittsburgh next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.